The Anti-Police Terror Project, together with other local organizations, mobilized Oakland residents for a rally and press conference on Thursday in response to the deadly CHP pursuit that killed Dr. Marvin Boomer in a residential neighborhood of East Oakland last month. Justin Hugh Nguyen, co-executive director of Mobility Justice for Bike East Bay, spoke about the danger of high-speed chases like the one that killed Dr. Boomer.
The police chief in Oakland recommended removing the 50-mile-per-hour cap for high-speed chases, and Gavin Newsom has said high-speed chases is a solution to solving crime in Oakland. And studies have shown time and again that that's not the solution. It creates drastically more harm in our communities. It harms people being chased. It harms police officers. And like Dr. Boomer or Lolo a couple years ago, bystanders who just are walking around in their community. We want the city to think about true policies and keep our communities safe, you know, and too oftentimes the burden of these chases is on the communities that are most marginalized.
Critics say that CHP continues to operate with impunity in Oakland, disregarding the city's local pursuit policy and endangering lives. Dr. Boomer and his partner, Nina Woodruff, who is badly injured in the chase, are the latest victims of CHP's reckless high-speed chases in just a matter of months. Kat Brooks is the host of Law and Disorder on KPFA and the co-founder and director of the Anti-Police Terror Project. She discussed the importance of Thursday's rally and press conference.
We went to CHP first because no one holds them accountable, right? Gavin Newsom sent 120 California Highway Patrol to supplement the Oakland Police Department, existing California Highway Patrol, the BART Police Department, the sheriffs, East Bay Parks and Rec. Like, how many police units, how many officers do we need? How many is it going to take, right, before people admit that this is not the answer and it doesn't make us safe?
The Anti-Police Terror Project and its ally organizations are calling on CHP to follow Oakland's protocols, for OPD to maintain its current pursuit policy, and for Governor Newsom to immediately withdraw the 120 CHP officers he deployed to the Bay Area. Brooks spoke to the importance of this demand.
2 months ago, California Highway Patrol initiated a high-speed chase, and as a result, a mother and her 2 kids were hit. They were injured, they didn't die, but still, right, that's lifelong trauma. Nobody addressed it. Nobody dealt with it. We were the only ones screaming about it. Now, an educator, a beloved member of community, is dead. Because why? They were chasing a stolen car, an inanimate object that likely was insured and could be replaced. Right? This wasn't about keeping community safe. This is about them playing cops and robbers on the flats of East Oakland.
In the aftermath of the death of Dr. Boomer, many Oakland communities have come together. Communities United for Restorative Youth Justice, the Urban Peace Movement, the Ella Baker Center, and Bike East Bay were some of the organizations involved in rallying against this deadly incident. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.